That's 800-686.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful morning here in Kennebunk. Blue sky. The sun is out. Temperature is going to be 40, maybe a little bit warmer. Great day to get some shopping done, finish your decorating, and a lot more. But if you have a garden question, give us a call, 855-660-4261. It's toll-free, and we will help you out. We were talking about trying to keep plants growing evenly, and our caller, Anita, had some Coosa dogwoods, and I suggested that she use the Plant Thrive to try and stimulate the root system, but there's also a product that's a slow-release organic fertilizer that has a lot of micronutrients in it also, called Biotone. And Biotone can be found at all of your local garden centers. So if you have a plant that's kind of struggling a little bit, you're not quite sure what to do, get some Biotone, and it will really help you to bring that plant back to life. You need to stimulate the roots. And what's in Biotone and what's in Plant Thrive are root stimulators. Once the root's caught, the rest of the tree will come all by itself. Okay, Tom, who's first this hour?
First up, we've got Dorothy from Maine with a question about Sirius.
Hey, Dorothy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. A friend of mine, Paul, gave me some cuttings, rooted cuttings of a night-blooming Sirius, and I potted them. And I wondered if you could give me some tips about proper watering, which is the best light, and what about temperature.
Okay. How big are these cuttings?
I would say they're about 12 inches.
Oh, good. And what size pot did you put them in?
Maybe 4 inch.
Okay. During the winter, keep them in a window with as much sunshine as possible. Okay. And once a week or a couple times a month, if you could spin the plant so that the side that's facing the window is going to face inside the house. And that will help to give the plant more uniformity in direct sunshine on it. During the winter, I want you to fertilize it once a month. That's it. And go easy on the water, because this is a time of the year where plants are not growing like they do later on during the year. So instead of watering once a week, you may go once every 10, maybe even once every 2 weeks. It will depend on how much sun we get. Right now, we've been getting plenty of sunshine, and the weather's been real good. But who knows? The weather could change. You could have a lot of cloudy weather, and then you wouldn't get as much sun, and it wouldn't grow as fast. And also the temperature of your home. Now, one way that I can help you with this is when you water, pick up the pot and feel how heavy it is. Okay? Put your finger in the soil. If it's moist, give it a few more days. Then, when it needs to be watered, again, pick it up, see how heavy it is, put it in the sink, give it a good drink with some warm water, and then you'll feel how heavy the plant becomes. Sometimes you can just walk by your plant, grab it by the rim of the pot, and you can tell if it needs to be watered just by the weight of the pot. But only feed it once a month from now until April. Once you get to April, I would take that plant and move it to a 6-inch diameter pot by a good potting soil. Not a dirt, but a real potting soil made with artificial, like a growing medium, okay? And at that time, buy some Osmocote pellets. The Osmocote pellets is a time release, and every time that plant gets watered, it will feed the plant. So if you're watering it once a week during the summer, which you probably will need it, then it will be fed once a week. Now, you can leave it in the house for the summer, or you can put it out on your back deck where it's going to get shade, a little bit of morning sun, a little bit in the day sun, but during the heat of the day, it's got to be in the shade. And you can leave it outside, and you will not believe how that plant will begin to grow. When the kids go back to school in September, bring it in the house, put it in a nice sunny window, and with a little bit of luck, you may get flowers after the first season. It usually takes 2 years, sometimes three, but if they're cared for properly, they're fed, and you give them a little TLC, they could flower that first winter for you once they come inside the house. But wait until the kids go back to school so that you're getting some cooler weather around the plant, and then they're more apt to flower for you. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up is Maria from Mass with a question about apple trees.
Good morning, Maria. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and happy holidays to you.
Good morning, Paul. Happy holidays. We just recently bought a new home, and it has two apple trees. I'm not quite sure exactly what the apple trees are. A couple of things. One, they were pretty crooked. So my husband staked them, and we're trying to straighten out the trees. So my first question is, we were just kind of wondering how long we should keep the stakes in for. And then the previous owner said that he's never gotten any fruit from the trees. I'd love to try to get some fruit, so I was wondering how I can start that process.
Okay. How thick is the trunk of that tree? How big around?
Pretty small. I would say maybe 3-4 inches.
3 or 4 inches. So if you put your hand on the trunk, will your fingers touch if you put it around it?
Yes.
They do touch.
Yep. They
okay.
Touch.
Okay. A newly planted tree, which it sounds like this one has only been in a couple of years. Normally, when you plant a tree that's that size, it's going to take between 3 and 5 years to get decent fruit production from that plant. Okay, so step one, you have staked it to keep it straight. You're going to need to leave it like that for at least a year. Okay, and that will help the roots in the ground to get established, and it will force that trunk to grow straight. And that's very important. You need to have that trunk grow straight. If the trunk grows crooked and the branches continue to grow in that same fashion and you get a heavy, wet snow, you're going to lose the tree. So get it nice and straight. In the spring, I want you to walk up that tree with a pair of pruners, and I want you to walk around it, and any branches that are crisscrossing and they're rubbing together. Remove the one that doesn't look as good. Okay? So anything that's crisscrossing has to be removed. The other thing is you need to fertilize it with something like plant tone or tree tone fertilizer. That will really help to give it a push. And you should feed your fruit tree spring and fall for the first 2, 3, 4 years to really give them a hand to get established and caught. Because once it's established in your yard, it will grow all by itself. And you won't need to do anything other than occasional feeding or spraying. Now, the next step for you to do is you need to set up a spraying program. Go to your garden center and in the spring, and what you want is Bonide fruit tree spray. And you're going to need to spray those two fruit trees every other week when the flowering cycle ends. So when the flowers fall, spray that tree every 2 weeks until September. That will help tremendously.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. If you have a question, give us a call right now. It's a nice, quiet morning, nice, relaxing, and we can get you right through. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tim from New Hampshire with a question about Douglas fir.
Good morning, Tim. How can we help you this morning with your Douglas fir, and happy holidays to you?
Merry Christmas to you too, Paul. I'm in Seacoast, New Hampshire. Approximately mm-hmm. eight years ago, I planted six Douglas firs. They were rather large when I planted them. They were between 6 and 8 feet tall. And they used wilt-proof, and I used something called root stimulator,
right.
A product called root stimulator on it, and they did very, very well for about 4 or 5 years. In the last 2 years, sort of the core of the lower part of the tree, they lost all their needles, and all the way up to the buds. Now, and that occurred in the early spring, early summer, and they lost all their needles, and then the buds opened up. So now on the lower, 4 to 5 feet on these trees, which are now 10 feet tall, they've lost all their needles. And now it's just the tips, the last 3 or 4 inches of the tips of the tree, where the needles have grown. But the lower half of the tree, the inner core of the tree, has lost all the needles. They look very strange.
So that all you're seeing is the new growth.
All I'm seeing is the new growth.
Yeah, and then at the in the spring, it drops all of the foliage on the inside, and the new growth replaces it. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it shouldn't do that. It should stay green and thick all the way through. Have you been feeding them at all?
My son put a spike in the drip zone, or at the edge of the drip zone, at each of these trees, and I'm wondering if this is a nitrogen burn situation.
Well, plant spikes are something. It's more of a convenience item than anything else. And the way that a plant spike works is it works like a pyramid. So you hammer in this spike, which is half fertilizer and half bonding agent. When it gets wet, the fertilizer will begin to come out of it, and it will move underground in the shape of a pyramid. As it hits a stone, it will move out, so it gets wider and wider and wider. And for a newly planted plant, you got to figure that that first foot is getting no food at all. And when you figure out what you're paying for the spike, you're better off to buy a granule of food. So what I would like to see you do is don't buy the spikes. I want you to buy Holly Tone fertilizer. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a crowbar and you're going to make a hole about 6-8 inches deep. And you're going to make several holes all the way around it. You want to use 1 pound of fertilizer for every inch diameter of the trunk of the tree. And start 3 feet out, make a circle, and put like a half a handful in each hole. Then make another circle a foot beyond that and put a half a handful in there until you've used the weight that you need. So if you got a plant that's 12 feet tall, 15 feet tall, you're probably going to need, to really do it correctly, about 10 pounds of food per tree. Now, what's nice about Holly Tone and Plant Tone, but you want to use Holly Tone because this is an evergreen plant, is it's slow release. And it will continuously feed that plant. When you apply it in April, it will feed it April, May, June, July, and August. Early September, do it again. And it will feed it September, October, November, until the ground freezes. And it will kick in what remains in the early spring. So I think if you can feed it heavier and you use something like Holly Tone, I think that's going to help to bring back the density of that plant. Give that a try. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fault Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. So write that down, 855-660-4261. A nice, quiet morning, so if you need some help, now's the time to call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bill from New Hampshire with a question regarding the October storm we had.
Hey, Bill, how can we help you with this storm? Tell us about it.
Good morning, Paul, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
I had a star magnolia, about 5-inch diameter at the base and about 15 feet tall. And it, like everything else, was totally ruined by this October 31st wet snow. Still in leaf, it tore many of the main branches 6 or 8 inches down as they broke off, and it left exposed wood in many places. I would guess that there is one-third of the original leafy leaf and branches left. How can I save my best tree?
Wow. So one-third remains, two-thirds have been ripped off.
Yeah, maybe half.
Okay. Have you removed the branches that were broken from that plant?
All I had to do was lift them off.
Just lift them off. So they just like peeled right off.
Well, they were vertical, and when they broke away to the side, they exposed the break and then tore down some of the wood.
Okay. Well, the arborists of today are no longer recommending that you treat the wood with the traditional black tree paint. They're finding that the oil that's in the tree paint actually slows down that healing process. So what they're recommending now is just a common, everyday latex-type paint. So if we can get temperature above 40, and I think they're talking Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for New England to be in the mid to high 40s, I would just get, you know, just some regular house paint and try and coat those exposed area to keep the moisture out of it for the winter months. In the spring, if you can reach the top of the tree, I would prune about 6 to 8 inches off the top of the tree to prevent it from getting taller and to try and stimulate some growth on the lower portion of your plant, because your tree should have dormant buds on it for just this purpose. So if you can stop the top growth for a year, maybe it will stimulate some new side shoots, and in time it will fill itself in and you should be in better shape. So I would give that a try. Also, feed it with plant tone and something that big. I would give it a whole 10-pound bag. Make a series of holes about 6 inches deep. Put a half a handful. Start 3 foot out. Make a circle. Go out another couple of feet. Make another circle until it's all gone. And then during the summer, if it gets hot and dry, make sure you give it some extra water and feed it again in the fall. So try that, and I think that will help you a great deal. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. So if you need some help, give us a call. It's not too late to force bulbs, and it's not too late to plant bulbs. So when you're out shopping for the Christmas tree or your poinsettias, if you see that there are bulbs on sale, buy them. Bring them home. Dig a hole and get them planted, and they will flower for you next spring. It's not too late. Many years ago, I planted many bulbs, tulips, daffodils, crocuses, and hyacinths on Christmas Day. Found them in my tool shed when I put all the Christmas wrappings in the trash. Planted them, and they did wonderful. So if you see some bulbs for on sale and you haven't planted some this year, plant them, and they will flower for you. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Cape Cod with a question about Andromeda.
Anne, good morning and happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning, Paul. Happy holiday and Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for taking my call. I have an Andromeda, the Pieris Prelude. It has little black marks on it, which I don't know if, I don't think it's lace bugs. I'm wondering if it's water spots and what I should do about it. It's in a south and west corner. It's facing south and it's facing west. So maybe it's getting too much sun, or maybe it's getting water from the drain pipes.
Okay.
My concern.
Say that again.
It's the spots, the black spots, that are my concern, my most biggest concern.
Right. Now, are these spots all on the new growth that was made this year?
No, they're on the whole bush. The bush has only been in 2 years.
Okay.
It's a foundation.
And are you getting? Yeah. Did you get any yellowing of the foliage also?
No.
No. It's just mostly spots.
It's spots, and I just looked at it before I called you, and I noticed that I don't have a huge amount of flower buds on it. I have more on the sides that are facing east than in the back or what's facing south.
Okay. And were the plants, so you said the plants are 2 years old. Have they been fed this past year?
They get fed in like March or April with the, I don't know if I put Holytone or the other one on it.
Plantone. Okay.
Plantone. I put okay. one or the other. Maybe Holytone, because I figured it was evergreen.
Right. Yeah, Holytone would be good for the Japanese Andromeda. So, in the spring, what I want you to do is I want you to feed them again with the Holytone fertilizer, and I want you to give them 3 or 4 good handfuls of that product, and I want you to do it again in September, okay? And that will help to increase the flower buds. The flower buds are made August, September, and October for the following year. So if you can get the food in early September when the kids go to school, it will help to give you more bud production. That's the first thing. Now, in May, when the new growth is beginning to form on the plant, and you start to see that the new growth comes out, it'll be a paler color, I would buy a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is made by Bayer, it's made by Bonide, and it's made by Fertilome. It's a systemic, and you use it as a drench. So you measure the height of the plant, the width of the plant, and it will give you the approximate area of the plant. You mix the product accordingly in a bucket of water, slowly pouring it around the plant. The root system will absorb it, and it will prevent lace bug. Now, Andromeda, the number one pest is lace bug, but you do get yellowing the following year. So in the spring, if the leaves that have all the black spots begin to turn yellow and they start to fall, you know now that you have lace bug. If you use the Tree and Shrub product, it will keep the plant safe for a 12-month period. So during April or May, when you're out in the yard working, get the plant to get the fertilizer on it, and also put the Tree and Shrub. Get it on there early so that when the new growth forms, the product is inside the new foliage, and if the lace bug does return, it will take care of it. To me, that's what it is, because Andromeda has no real fungus problems. So I'm not looking fungus. I'm looking more at a minor problem with lace bug. And I love the plant dearly, but lace bug is a problem. And if you get yellowing in the spring, now you know that you have it. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about compost.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, and thank you very much for taking my call. I have a question. I love your show. My goodness sakes, my Sunday mornings wouldn't be complete without you. It's wonderful. Now,
thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question about composting. I have a small garden, and I want to reinforce it. This is all filled land, you know, and I'm just building it up. I have ready access to seaweed right across the street from me, and I just wanted to know what type of vessel I should use for my composting, and is there a formula, and how much seaweed could I use? Just so in the general, you know, build up, I guess. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. When I used to live in Maine, and when I was 13, we moved to Scituate, Massachusetts, which is the south shore of Boston. And we built a garden. We cleared out this spot and got all the rocks out and planted the garden. And it did okay the first year. But it really never grew like the neighbors on each side of us. So that winter, my dad and I, in the fall, after we cleaned out the garden, we had a couple of good northeast-type storms. We went down to the beach, and we added about 3 or 4 inches of seaweed to the garden. We just covered the whole garden with seaweed. And we found the place where there was a sea wall so that when the waves hit it, it broke it into small pieces. We added it. And we rototilled it in the fall because we had time. And the following year, the garden was like night and day. The following year, we did it again, but we did it late. We couldn't rototill, so we let it sit there all winter. In the spring, we tilled it in. We added some lime to the garden. And my dad and I did that year after year after year. And we went from 3 inches of topsoil to over a foot. And it got to a point, I swear, my dad could take a seed, throw it on the ground, and it would grow.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wilt Stop. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tom, let's go right to the phone line. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about cyclamen.
Hey, Eileen, good morning and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Paul, for taking my call, and a Merry Christmas to you, too. I have two older cyclamen plants. One is about five, and the other is about maybe four. And one of them is doing poorly. It only has about three stems, leaf stems, but it does have a flower. And I noticed on that particular one that the leaves are curling under. And I also have another one that's younger than that. That is doing better. It has many buds, but I think they probably need something, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Now, what do you do with these plants after Christmas, Eileen?
Well,
how do you care for them?
Well, I keep them. I've had them for about 5 years now, four, maybe the other five. I keep them in the house. In the summertime, I put them out. But around Christmas time, right now, one is on a kitchen windowsill that faces east that's behind a curtain. It's over a sink. The other one I have in another place in the house wherever I can put it, wherever it will fit. There's a place where you can get light. I keep it. But I don't have it, under radiators or anything like that.
Okay. Have you been feeding them at all?
No, I haven't done it since this past summer. And I was wondering what I should put on them and how often I should if it needs it.
Okay. The thing that you should do in the summertime, when you put your plants outside, put them in the shade. Cyclamen, I can remember many years ago, I went to a cyclamen farm where they were growing them. And they were growing them outside, not inside a greenhouse, because it was going to get too hot in the greenhouse. They grew them on a grassy area, and they ran cheesecloth over them to block the rays of the sun. So they got good light, but they didn't get any direct sunshine on them. And they liquid fed them every 2 weeks, and the plants did beautiful. They also had them in cold frames without the tops, just cheesecloth on them. So during the summer, put them outside. And if they've been in that same pot all these years, it's probably time for you to repot them into a larger container. Not now, but in May when you put them outside. They always use Osmocote. And that way, they got fed on a continuous basis, and they did well. Now, this is a bulb, and if I'm sure you've seen it. It sits on top of the soil, so you've got to go easy on your water. So, for now, get something like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting fertilizer made by Fertiloam, and I want you to feed this plant every week, not flooding it, but give it a good drink of a liquid fertilizer every week for the month of December, January, and February. Then in the summertime, every couple of weeks, because right now you've got to encourage some growth. And what I would do for the winter, because you're going to be feeding it every week, do it at half the recommended rate. If you're on a schedule, you can do it that way, or use it at full strength and do it every other week. But I think feeding is going to make a big difference. But the other thing is repotting. And that's done in May. And what you can actually do is in late February, take your cyclamen plant, put it in the basement, and let it lose all of its leaves, and let it go bone dry so that it goes dormant. It could be that it's tired, because when a grower receives his bulbs, there's no foliage on them. It's nothing but a bulb. So keep it actively growing now, in January, in February, to let it go dormant. Let all the energy go back into the bulb. Let it dry out. Repot it into a larger container with fresh soil. Add your Osmocote and bring it back to life just like a brand new bulb. Have a great week, everybody. And remember, if you want to send a wreath to the West Coast or in that area, call us now.